transitioning into 8669. Same process. The city staff will make its presentation. Although, unless we want to take a brief recess to see if I can reset my screen and get things working again to where I can share without crashing, we're probably not going to have exhibits up on the screen. But, you know, believe it or not, that's the way it normally works when we're doing these in city council chambers. We don't really always have them up on the screen, unless the party set me up for that in advance. I don't know. Maybe we'll change that when we actually go back to meeting in person. It's nice to have up on the screen, but it also seems to crash my dang computer. So, 8669, city staff presentation, then public comment, public testimony, then city rebuttal, and 8669, that will be done. If you are here for 8669 and are wanting to testify, please indicate that in the chat box, along with your contact information while the city staff is making its presentation. And with that, Mr. Rodriguez, I'm going to re-swear you in for 8669. So if you raise your right hand, please. Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing on the proposed LID 8669? I will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. I do.
All right. Go ahead, then. 8669.
Thank you, sir. So this proposed local improvement district is to place 3 inches of asphalt, over 2.5 inches of crushed gravel, over 5 inches of ballast on Fir Street with from North 13th to North 15th. So this was, we had contacted the neighborhood to determine whether or not they would support a local improvement district. We received a street location, which is our exhibit 2.1. Can you still share?
No. I mean, I can try, but then I lose my Zoom screen. For some reason, I've lost my second monitor when I had my little momentary crash. So normally I put the exhibits over on one screen. I have the Zoom stuff over here. And I can't put anything over on that second monitor. It's still on. But since my momentary Zoom crash, my computer is not recognizing it anymore. So if I share, well, you know what? Let's just throw caution to the wind here. And give me half a second.
I can describe what our exhibit is.
Well, I still have it. I still can see it. I just can't share it for all the rest of you without maybe endangering our continued procession here. But you know what? What the heck? Let me see if I can. Let me share it up. If we crash again, just hang with me and I'll be back when I'm back.
It's there.
So there it is. You were wanting 2.1?
That's correct.
All right. So,
cross
your fingers and carry on.
Thank you, sir. So, these streets were identified by our pavement management folks to be paved with 2 inches of asphalt over 4 inches of crushed rock, crushed gravel. So, our office conducted 3 meetings. Two on Cascade Avenue, which is the street that goes north and south to the right, and then one meeting on First Street from 15th south to the dead end. The Cascade Avenue, those two meetings, the folks opted to go with 2 inches of asphalt over crushed rock option, so they're not being considered. The First Street, we went from South 15th Street south to the dead end. We provided a couple of different options. One is to do that entire length of First Street. Second option would be to just do the dead end, and the third option would be to pave First Street from 15th to 13th. That was the option that was selected by the neighborhood. And they did that by signing the advisory survey for curb and gutter. We had mailed the meeting notice out to the property owners, which is our exhibit 2.2. So that was our invite. And again, it was to help educate the neighborhood as to the various different types of paving that we have available to us. Our exhibit 2.3 was our attendee sheet that we had folks sign in, and approximately 20%, a little over 20% of the property owners had attended that meeting. Our department provided a number of handouts, and that was an informational sheet, which is our exhibit 2.5. That was a Q&A, talked about the various types of paving, what we could do under the Streets Initiative versus the curb and gutter under the LID.
I did. That's actually your 2.4, isn't it? Your 2.4. It looks like 2.5 is your original advisory survey. The information sheet. It's up on the screen. Yeah, looks like it's gone away.
Yeah, I have mine listed as 2.4. Is that?
Oh, yeah, 2.4. You said 2.5.
Okay, I apologize.
Correcting that for the audio record.
So that's, 2.4. We then also distributed or had available exhibits 2.5, which is the advisory survey for the curb and gutter option in the structural section. And then we also had exhibit 2.6 to determine for us, for staff, to determine whether or not there would be support for the free street. Again, the assessments were calculated using the zone and termini method of assessment. We provided an example of the annual assessments, which is our exhibit 2.7. And that's only if the curb and gutter option were to be selected. And then we provided photos of the two pavement options, which is our exhibit 2.8. Again, what we were trying to do was to get a pulse from the neighborhood as to which option they thought was best for their particular neighborhood. Our exhibits 3.2 through 3.5 are the advisory surveys signed by property owners opting for 2 inches of asphalt over 4 inches of crushed gravel. The total of that of those signatures represents 20.67%. And exhibits 3.1 through 3.5 are the advisory surveys signed by property owners opting for curb and gutter, resulting of over 51%.
So 20.67% wanted the free option. And what was the percentage on the upper option then?
Over 51%. Bear with me, I can tell you exactly. That would have been 51.12% assigned for curb.
51.12. So help me understand this then. In your exhibit C1, you have down protest as 0.
That is correct.
The folks who opted for the free option, though, wouldn't they be considered to be in opposition to the LID and the upgraded option?
The way I interpret that, Mr. Examiner, is that they wanted the 2 inches of asphalt over 4 inches of crushed rock. In our hearing notice, we indicated to the property owners that if they are in opposition to the LID, that they need to place that opposition in writing and forward it to the city clerk's office. And so as of 4:15 this afternoon, we have not received any protest on this particular segment.
But if you're saying we want the free option, isn't that a no for the upgraded option?
At the time of consideration, it would be, yes, sir.
Okay. Want to make sure, because that's how I see it.
Yeah.
You can try to convince me otherwise, but I look at this and I would say then protest means the folks who opted not to go with the upgraded option. So I don't see the protest then necessarily as zero the way it's indicated on Exhibit C1. Unless a later statement comes in, like I mentioned in the previous hearing, you know, the latter in time statement is always the one that I look at as forming my recommendation. And it makes sense because, you know, minds change. Anyway, carry on.
The total property owner assessments was $244,302.40. And that represents 35.62% of the total cost for this LID. The Streets Initiative is contributing $397,745.65, or 58% of the total cost. And Environmental Services is for the extension of a couple of catch basins, or actually four, with catch basin leads, that totals $43,750 and represents 6.38% of the total cost of the improvement. The assessments were based on a rate of $195 per assessable unit of frontage. And the city of Tacoma used the zone and termini method of assessment. Prior or post hearing, the hearing notice mailed to Gary and Tamara Glasgow was returned to our office as undeliverable as addressed. We searched for a sale with both the county auditor's office and the county treasurer's office, or assessor's office, and we did not find any property sales. We received that hearing notice on November 30th. So we emailed that to the Glasgows at nurstum@gmail.com and glasgowgary@gmail.com. And that is our exhibit C11. They responded, which is Exhibit C-12, that they had in fact received the hearing notice, and that they continued to be in favor of the curb and gutter option. We have a number of exhibits for the mailing and the our memorandum to the city council, which scheduled this hearing, and that was our exhibit C5. We requested on November 17th for the council to set the formation hearing time and date based on the 51% of the total amount to be assessed. The city council on November 17th adopted resolution 40687, which is our exhibit C6, setting today at December 14th at 5 p.m. That's the formation hearing time and date for consideration of this local improvement district. The resolution was published in the Tacoma Daily Index on November 19th and 20th, which is our Exhibit C7. Notice of the formation hearing, the master copy, is our Exhibit 8.1, and that was mailed to the property owners of record on November 20th, indicating the time and date of this hearing, and together providing a Zoom link, the total cost of the project. A list of property owners and legal descriptions and addresses, which is our mailing list, is noted in our Exhibit 8.2, and a certificate signed by myself verifying that we did in fact mail the hearing notices there. And that's our Exhibit 8.3. And I think that concludes my report at this point in time.
All right. And I have all the city's exhibits that have been marked C1 through C12 with their attendant subparts. I presume the city wants to offer a motion to have those admitted made part of the record.
Yes, sir, we do.
All right. And with that motion then before me, the motion will be granted. Exhibit C1 through C12 will be admitted made part of the record. In their entirety, and as they have been referenced during your presentation. So I'm going to stop the screen share, because I kind of need to in order to be able to see where we're at now, since I don't have my two screens working now. Let's see. At this point, it looks like for this LID 8669, the only name I have down right now wishing to testify is Jack Hawkins, 1319 North First Street. So I would like to ask a question to possibly testify. So, Mr. Hawkins, if you would turn on your camera and your mic. We are in the public comment, public testimony portion now, and it is your turn. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can, thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time. I have a couple of issues that I'd like to bring up. First of all, I'm new to the neighborhood. I just purchased the house, the property 1319 in August, a little bit late to the game. So I don't know a lot about this. This has been a very informative. The one question that I have, the first question that I have is, if a property member decides to opt out, votes no, if they're in the minority, does the job get done regardless in front of their house, or does it get skipped? Is there like a place where they do sidewalk and then stop and then restart again? That's my first question. My second question is regarding a property across the street from me, 1820 North First Street. They have a large parking structure that has been built that goes into the city's right of way. And I'm wondering what would become of that structure when you guys elect to do the streets and the sidewalks, because obviously it's inside of the measurement that is proposed. Thirdly, when I signed the letter of interest that was given to me, I initially did express interest in having this proposal move forward. I was not aware that there were multiple options. I thought it was curbs and gutters and asphalt or nothing. So at this point, I would like to revisit my options if I could. The second option is intriguing to me, largely because looking at the sheet, the amount that I would be paying for this improvement is the largest out of the entire street by several thousand dollars. I understand that I have a little more frontage than most people, and that's probably why, but I was not aware that there was a free option. So I'm wondering what my options are regarding that. I mean, I understand that there's only 21% versus 51%, but if I were to opt out of the curbs and gutters, would my opting out drop it below the 50% threshold? There's four. I hope I didn't overwhelm and maybe drop too much information there, but that's what I have in my mind right now.
Nope, perfectly fine. All good questions posed. I'm going to leave a couple of them maybe to Mr. Rodriguez, and I'm going to go a little bit out of turn because I think maybe one or one and a half, maybe two of the questions fall more into maybe my area to answer.
Okay.
In how the law looks at this. Not that Mr. Rodriguez doesn't know this. He's been doing LIDs a long time, and he's very well-versed in LID law, but I'm the one who gets to make the legal conclusions and the recommendation on the way to council. It's essentially majority rule, and you'll see this referenced in the recommendation when it comes out. Under state law, the level of opposition, if it rises to 60%, then that basically kills the LID from going forward. The city of Tacoma, being a first-class city and operating under its own charter, can make things stricter if it wants to, and it has. There's a resolution that still stands that the city council passed that says, essentially, if the level of opposition rises to greater than 50%, then it will typically not go forward with an LID unless there is some overarching public interest that has been declared for the LID to go forward. So it's sort of an all or nothing thing based on that percentage. You can't just say, look, all these folks want it so they can get it in front of their house, but I'm going to opt out. The LID is formed as an area, and then if the majority within that area wants it, it can still go forward. And it can go forward in the face of your opposition if your opposition doesn't rise to those levels that I stated earlier. So that's that. Maybe Mr. Rodriguez has some more information on your neighbor, but I'll tell you, generally under state right-of-way law, if you build something in a right-of-way area that's not being used for right-of-way, whatever, under state law, the abutting property owners actually own the underlying fee interest in the right-of-way, but your ownership is subject to the city or county or state's use of that as right-of-way. So that kind of precludes you being able to do a lot. If it's not being used for right-of-way and you use it, can, just at the peril of, at some point, the local jurisdiction who has that right-of-way interest coming in and saying, we're going to improve this now as a right-of-way area, get your stuff out. So that's what the law says about that. What's going to happen to your neighbors? Did you say they have a parking shed or something like that?
Yeah, so they built a large parking pad, and they park about a dozen cars on this pad. And
how this LID affects that, I don't know. So that's maybe more a question. That aspect of the question is maybe for Mr. Rodriguez. And I'm going to defer the rest to him. I'm sure he's taking good notes on the rest of your questions. Thank you for posing them. I answered the ones I felt like sort of fell to me. And we'll see if there's anybody else wishing to testify. And then Mr. Rodriguez will address the rest of your questions there. But one thing that still is outstanding here, basically there are the two options, I think, at this point, and Mr. Rodriguez can correct me if I'm wrong. There's the free option without curb and gutter, paving the street, and then there's the upgraded curb and gutter option. And so it falls to you at this point in the process to say, I want one or the other. And the way I look at it is if you're opting for the free package, you're saying no to the LID, and I count that as opposition to the LID. So you can do that tonight. I'm going to keep the record open for this LID, the same as 8667 that we did previous to this, for 2 days for written comments to come in. So this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, close of business Wednesday. Any written comments that come into my office, preferably by email, and I'm going to ask my hearing clerk to pop up our email address into the chat box so everybody has that. It's real easy. It's just hearing.examiner@cityoftacoma, all lowercase, crushed into one word, .org. All right?
Okay.
If you don't want to stay tonight, you don't have to, but I would encourage you to make your election and send that in to me by an email in writing before the record closes Wednesday at close of business at 5 p.m.
Absolutely. So yeah. I will definitely do that. I just have one quick question for you to kind of piggyback on what you just said. It looks like the percentage of approval for this curb and gutter for the third option is pretty thin at 51%. I don't know how many people are included in that pool, but if I were to pull my support for that, would I drop it then below 50%? And would I be the deciding factor in whether or not the whole thing gets kiboshed?
You could be. I don't know for certain, because I think I have to take everything that comes in, you know, at the hearing, post hearing, and then I go and make my own calculations on it on the way to making a recommendation. But you could be.
Okay, but there's no way of telling right now what percentage I would represent.
Yeah, okay. We'd need to take a 10-15 minute recess to let me go through all the math to try to say where I think we're at right now, and I'm not going to do that.
Understood.
Because it could change post hearing anyway, where I'm leaving the record open for additional comments. So.
Okay, well, I'll make sure to get my comment in before the closing of the period.
All right. Well, it looks like my clerk's having a hard time getting our email up there, so I'm going to do that really fast. Others wishing to testify. Let's see if I typed that right. Hearing done. See how our stitch coming over. There it is. All right. So that puts the G on a separate line. That's bizarre. Oh, shoot. I just did that just to you, Mr. Hawkins. That wasn't supposed to be just to you. I'm going to put that out for everyone. So hang on just one moment, and I'll do that to everybody. So you have the email address. Come on, change up here. Here we go. All right, so everybody in the meeting. There we go. And there it is. That should be there for everybody. Anyone still wishing to testify on 8667? I need your contact information in the chat box, and then you can unmute and turn on your camera and testify. You certainly don't have to. I have somebody joining just now, so we'll get that person admitted. Late joiner, welcome to the hearing. Please don't be here to Zoom bomb. If you try that, you'll be booted and recorded to Zoom. I have to say that because we just had that happen in another hearing. We had several people join late, and they all one by one Zoom bombed us. So don't do it, because you'll get recorded. If you're here for the subject of the meeting, then great. So it looks like no one else is wishing to testify at this point, and that is okay. Again, if you have previously in the advisory surveys, and other submissions that have been submitted to my office and to the LID section prior to the hearing, registered your vote for the upgraded option or against, or you've opted for the downgraded option and against the upgraded option, I take that as a vote against. If you've already done that, that vote will stand. If you haven't, you can do that by email. Before Wednesday close of business. Or you can do it now, but it doesn't look like anybody else is opting to testify. All right, so as the auctioneers say, I guess, going, gone. Mr. Rodriguez, then, back to you for city rebuttal. We only had Mr. Hawkins, so there's not a whole lot to rebut, but I left a few things for you, I think, so go ahead.
So, thank you, sir. Mr. Hawkins, if you could email me at rrodrig1@cityoftacoma.org, I will provide you with the packet of material that other folks received. And I will do that as soon as I receive your email address. As far as the issue about the parking pad within the public right-of-way, whenever we construct these local improvement districts and design these streets, we go out and survey the right-of-way. We use that survey to center the improvements within the right-of-way. We identify what improvements are out in the public right-of-way. Once the LID is created and we have those discussions with the property owners, we will inform them that either A, that it can stay, or B, that it will have to be removed, and we will have the LID contractor remove that that improvement that's out in the right-of-way, and we will do that as part of the project cost. So without having the specifics about the location of that parking area out in the right-of-way at this point in time, I really can't answer that, and I won't be able to answer that until after the LID is created and after we have the First Street survey from North 13th and North 15th.
Anything else by way of rebuttal?
No, sir.
Do you wish to make a formal closing statement then before we wrap things up?
So, based on the level of protest, the City of Tacoma, or the department, recommends formation of this local improvement district.
Well, that is short and sweet and to the point. Thank you for your presentation. Thank you to everyone who was here participating, and Mr. Hawkins for his testimony and questions. Again, I'm leaving the record open on this until close of business Wednesday, so 5 p.m. If you haven't made known your position on this, or you wish to change your position on it from what's previously been put into the record, you can do that in that time. And then once the record is closed, I will put together my written recommendation, findings, and conclusions to the City Council, and then it will get scheduled for City Council consideration probably sometime in January. The City Council will decide as to whether the LID gets formed or not at that point. So again, everybody who's been here for LID 8669, we are concluded at this point. Thank you for being here, and we will transition into the hearing for proposed LID 8670.